Once again, today's daf is Erev Daf Nun Zayin. We left off on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We are at Abaye. Abaye Amar, right? Yeah, Abaye Amar. So we were in the middle of today's shiur, sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. We were in the middle of going through what in the world the Gemara meant, the Brisa meant, when it spoke about the Ari Migrashei Halevim, where it spoke about the first 1,000 Amos being Migrash, the first 1,000 Amos being an area where there is empty space, the next 1,000 Amos being an area that is that's planted with trees or whatever, but is part of the Tchum Shabbos, and we had mentioned that Nimtza Migrash Revia, so it turns out that the Migrash is one quarter of the area of the Tchum, but we said, wait a second, basic math tells us that that is not true, that the Migrash is actually half. 1,000 is half of 2,000. So how do we make any sense of that? So we went through a whole cheshbon yesterday of how it comes out that it's actually a revia. We went through Rava's Mahalich. So now we are up to Abaye Amar. So Bez Hashem, we're going to go through another couple of Mahalchim, Abaye, Ravina, Ravashi, how to make sense of the idea of Migrash. And then what is in the rest of the daf, I don't know, because I just woke up, I overslept today, so we're going to have to figure it out together as we go. It rained in the sukkah last night, so I went inside and actually slept, so we're going to have to figure this out together, but let's do our best over here. So says the Gemara, Abaye Amar Mishkach Sanami B'Masa Dahavya Alpha Ba'Alpha, that the way we explained how the Migrash is Revia of the Tchum was by setting it up with a city that's 2,000 by 2,000 Amos, and describing a Migrash that's in a city that's a circle of 2,000 Amos, squaring it off and squaring off the Tchum Shabbos around that, and then where you have 32,000 square Amos of Tchum around what has now been a squared off city of 4,000 amos of 4,000 square amos, and the Migrash turned out to be 9,000 square amos of the 36,000, because the Migrash was a circle. So Abaye says, no, you don't have to say it's a 2,000 by 2,000 amos city. Mishkach Sanami b'masadav alpha ba'alpha. It could be a 1,000 by 1,000 amos city. So the Gemara says, how could it be that the Brice is talking about such a case? Tchum and Kamahavu. How? Let's do the math on that. How much would the Tchumen around that city be? Meaning, if you go directly due north, due south, due east, due west, what would the Tchumen be? So it would be Tmanya. It would be 8,000 square amos, because you find that each side of the city, north you'd go 2,000 amos by 1,000, south 2,000 by 1,000, east 2,000 by 1,000, and west 2,000 by 1,000. So that's 8,000 square amos. But then you have to add in the Kronos Kamahavu. Shitzar, and then when you add in the corners, you'll have another 16,000 square amos, because you're going to have to take 2,000 by 2,000 amos square boxes and put them in each of the four corners, which adds another 4,000 square amos in each of the four corners. So that's another 16. So that means dal arba de tchumen va arba de kronos. You take away the four thousand square amos from the tchumen and 4,000 square amos from the kronos, kamahavi, and how much is the space of the Migrash? Tmanya, it turns out that it's 8,000 square amos. So 8,000 tiltahavu, that is one third of 24,000. So it will turn out that it's not going to be like we described a revia. It's one third. It's a tilta of the entire Tchum Shabbos. Meaning, when you look at the Migrash is going to be the 1,000 square amos boxes that directly surround the city, north, south, east, west, and the four corners. But in total, you have 24 boxes. So it's going to turn out that the Migrash is one third of the entire Tchum. So it says, well, nah, mi savrit beribu akamar. You think the Tana of the Braisa is talking about a city that is merubaas, that is squared off? Nah, bi'igula ka'amar. We're talking about a city that's round. So the Migrash around it, kama meruba yesra li'igul. How much is how much larger is a square than the circle that the square encloses? Revia, it's 25% larger. So dal revia, take away 25% from the 8,000 square amos of the Migrash that we just described, Pashlushito, when you subtract 25% from 8,000, you have 6,000 square amos. Vishita, Measim Va'arba, Rivahavi. And 6,000 out of 24,000 is one quarter. So there you have it. That's how we described. Now the Migrash is in a 1,000 square amos city. If you have a round city and the Migrash is round around it, so then it's exactly one quarter of the entire Tchum Shabbos. That is Abaye's approach. Now the Gemara says a couple of other approaches. Ravina Amar my Ravia. When the Braisa says that it turns out the Migrash is a Ravia, what does that mean? Ravia de Tchumin. The Braisa is not talking about the Migrash of the Kronos of the city. It's only talking about the Migrash of the area that's due north, due south, due east, due west. And therefore, the Braisa might be saying the way we originally understood it. The city is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, and you don't include the city in the city itself, the space that the city itself takes up in the Cheshbon as Rava did, because the Tchumen of the city and the Kronos of the city are 32,000 square amos, whereas the Migrash of the Tchumen alone, not counting the corners, is 8,000 square amos. So it turns out that the Migrash is one quarter of the city and its Kronos, of the Tchumen of the city and its Kronos. If you don't count the city itself, you only count the Tchumen of the city, which are each 2,000 by 2,000 amos on four sides, that's 16,000, plus 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos in the corners, that's another 16,000. So the Tchumen around the city are 32,000 square amos, and then you only count the Migrash, that's exactly north, south, east, and east and west, so then you'll have 2,000 by 1,000 north, 2,000 by 1,000 east, 2,000 by 1,000 south, 2,000 by 1,000 west, and that's how you'll have 8,000 of the 32,000. That is a Ravia. And then Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, no, my Ravia, when the Braisa says that the Migrash is a Ravia, Ravia de Kronos, he means to say that you don't give the Migrash to the Tchumen of the city. You don't. That's not true. The cities of Levium don't have a Migrash directly due north, due east, due south, due west. The only place they have a Migrash is in the Kronos, which is a very great Chiddush. Meaning what he's suggesting is that that the din of Migrash doesn't go all the way around the city. The empty area around the Areal Levium does not fully surround the city. It's only in the Kronos that you have a concept of Migrash. That's at least the way Rashi understands it, that Ravina holds that they gave that Ravina had said that they give a Migrash both by the Tchumen and by the Kronos, and the shear of the Migrash includes all 12,000 square amos. But over here the Bryce is talking about only the part that's the Migrash of the Tchumen, which is 8,000 square amos. Rashi understands is telling us that you do not give a Migrash at all to the Tchumen, only to the Kronos. There is no Migrash directly due north, due east, due south, due west. There's only a Migrash in the corners around the city. So now you could explain the Braisa about any city, that you don't have to put a size on the city. It could be a large city, a small city, it could be a round city, it could be a square city. Every city has Kronos that are Alpayamama by Alpayamama, that are 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Meaning the only variable that could change is how large the area directly north, south, east, west is, because it's only the width of the city that's north, south, east, the width or the length of the city that's north, south, east, west. But once you square it off and you're filling in the corners and those corners are filling in the area next to the Tchum. Tchum is always 2,000 amos. So Tchum is always 2,000 amos north of the city and 2,000 amos east of the city, so it will always be a 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos box in each corner. So that's always going to be the same. So once you're talking about 4,000 square amos in each corner, of those 4,000 square amos in each corner, 1,000 square amos is Migrash. So that's what we mean. One quarter of the corners is Migrash. The rest is not Migrash, yeah? I don't know what that means.
1,000 times 1,000 is...
Your math is right, by the way. Instead of 1,000, it's a million. So you'd be losing...
Oh, what difference is it?
So then you have the Revi'a de Krono, so that's what it means. So Amar Leih Rabbanan Ravashi. So the Rabbanan said to Ravashi, how can you say that you don't give a migrash to the actual tchum, and you only put a migrash in the Kronos? Vasaviv ksiv. The pasuk says, Umigrash arma shetitnu levi mekir ir b'chutza elef ama saviv. The migrash apparently goes all the way around. So we see that you give the migrash saviv li'ir. So that's l'chora. Saviv around the entire city, not only the Kronos. How could the word Saviv possibly mean that only blotches in the corners and it doesn't go fully around? So my Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. Says, well, what's so strange about that? Saviv sometimes means if you pick specific locations that go around the entire area, even though it's not fully around the entire area. Dilote Mahachin, I'll prove it to you that the Kronos themselves can sometimes be called Saviv Belashon Mikra, and this is probably an example of where Lashon Mikra, that the Lashon of the Psukim are Luchud and the Lashon Chacham Luchud, and the Chacham were asking, I don't understand, the word Saviv doesn't mean that, and the answer is, in Chumash it does mean that. The word Saviv means even spots around the city, around an area when we use the word Saviv, because we find Gabay Ola, by when it comes to the Karban Ola, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Vizorku es Adam al Mizbeach, Saviv. So it says they throw the dam on the Mizbeach, Saviv. Hachinami, you want to tell me Saviv Mamish? That it means that they're Zorik the dam all around the entire Mizbeach? No, where are they Zorik the dam? On the Zavios, on the corners of the Mizbeach. Ella, my Saviv, Saviv de Kronos. So what does Saviv mean? That they are Zorik the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach. So Hachinami, my Saviv, Saviv de Kronos. Over here also, Saviv means the Saviv of the Kronos. So you give me Saviv Le'ir in the Kronos. So that's why the word Saviv is appropriate, even though there is no Migrash directly due north, south, east, and west of the city. There's only Migrash in the corners of the city. Northwest, north, northeast, southwest, southeast. So Amalei Chaviv Mechaznol Ravashi. So the Gemara asks, we said that the city was a round city, and you measure the Migrash, therefore, as a circle as well. And that's how we came out, according to at least some of the approaches, that's how we came out to being one quarter. How could Rava and Abaye say that the Brice is talking about a round city, and you give 1,000 amos of Migrash in a round way around the city, meaning you make a circle of 1,000 amos around the city, but the city has these extra corners, because since the halacha is that you're merabeya the ear, you square off the city before you make a tchum Shabbos, so now the city is viewed as a square. So once you gave since you give when you're going to give a circle migrash around the city, it turns out that the kronos of the ear take up part of the space that the migrash is taking up, and connected the kronos, there is no migrash of elef amma. Meaning, if you're making a 1,000 amma circle around the circular city, but the way you're viewing your city is a square, then it turns out that you don't really have 1,000 amos of migrash all the way around. When you get to the corners, it becomes less than 1,000 amos of migrash, because you have a square inside your circle. If you had a circle inside your circle, good, you'd have a perfect 1,000 amos circle that goes all the way around. But since the halach is that we need to square off the city, it's not a perfect 1,000 amos circle all the way around. So says Gemara, b'masa igulta. So Ravash says, no, the Brice is not talking about a square city, it's talking about a round city. So you do have 1,000 amos. But says, yeah, it's a round city, but we squared it off. So says Gemara, emer damin chazinon kamanda meraba, ribu avade mim rabana. Yeah, you have to keep in mind, this is an imaginary thing that we're doing when we say we square off the city. For measuring purposes, we pretend the city is square. But the city's actually a circle. And therefore, what's the point of the Migrash? It adds beauty to the city. Now look, there's this 1,000 amos of open space right around the city. There's still 1,000 amos of open space around the city, because we never actually built up those corners in order to make it a square city. The city is, it's like, the city is still a perfect circle, so therefore, the Migrash can also be a perfect circle around it. It's just that we view it as if it's squared. It's like all the halachos say by sukkah, you know, right? It's not that there's actually a wall there, it's that's the halacha, that you view it as if it's wall over there. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we said that the tchumen of the ear that when you measure off the tchumen of the city, you gain 800 amos in the corners, because the tchum is measured always in squares. Some of Chanilai Michlusna Ravashi, how could it be that when you measure the tchumen of the city by squaring off even the corners, that you gain 800 amos on each side, meaning we're assuming that a 4,000 amma by 4,000 amma, that a 4,000 square amma area, 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma area, will have 2,800 alachson, the 2,800 diagonal that goes through a square that's 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. That's been the math that we've been working with. So says Mar Michti, well, wait a second, is that really true? The diagonal is only larger than 2,000 amos because we've squared it off, because a circle doesn't have a diagonal, a square has a diagonal. So it turns out that that obviously the diagonal is going to be large, but kama maruba yesra li igul revia. But how much larger is a square than a circle? If you have a large squared off area, how much larger is it than an equally long circle that's inside of it? It's one quarter larger. So hani timni meya shisme v'shisim v'shava nechitilta havi. So how could you have 800 extra amos in the corners? What you should really have is 666. And two thirds, because that you should only add one third of 2,000 amos, because which is 666 and two thirds. So the length of the alachzon should be 2,666 and two thirds. So Ravashi answers, no. Amale Ravashi says Rav Chanilai that no, that's not correct. You're working with the difference between the area of a circle and the area of the square that's around the circle. Yeah, that is correct. That's going to be a revia of difference. But the difference between the alachzon of a square and a straight line of a square is a larger difference. Meaning, then we have to go with a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Meaning, if you go through a diagonal of a square and you look at the sides of the square, the mark kol amsa beribua amsa trechumshi balachzona. Each amma along the sides of the square are going to make up 1.4 amos in the diagonal of the square. So if you have 2,000 amos on each side of the square, that means you're going to have a 2,800 diagonal, because 2,000 times 1.4 is 2,800. So that's why we're going to assume that there's 800 extra. There's nothing to do with the increased area of a square over the circle around it. This is a different mathematical equation. This is a squared plus b squared equals c squared, or the way the Gemara says it, every amma along the sides equals 1.4 ammos along the diagonal. Okay, so that ends the geometry sugya relating to the ear, the Are Migrashei HaLevim, the cities that have for Levim that have the 1,000 amos around it. So now, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses Nosen Kar will see Nosen Kar Pifli Ir Divrei Reb Meir, that when you measure the tchum of 2,000 amos outside of a city, you don't begin from the wall of the city. You leave a karpef. You leave 70 and two thirds amos, which is considered part of the city, and then you start measuring your 2,000 amos. The chamam and the cham say lo amr karpef ela bein shtei ayaros. The din of karpef is only if you have two cities next to each other. Im yesh lazu shivim amav v'shirayim, lazu shivim amav v'shirayim. If you were to give 70 and two thirds amos to each of the cities, and between the two of them, they overlap each other. Also, karpef eshtehen lios echad. We then view the two cities as if they are one, because their karpefos overlap. And therefore, if you want to go from one city to the other, you don't even begin your cheshbon of alpayim amma. Your cheshbon of alpayim amma only begins by the end of your neighboring city, because we view both cities as if they are one large city. That's the din of karpef. But if you just have one isolated city, you start measuring from the end of the city. You don't just randomly give an extra 70 and two thirds amos before measuring from the city. If you have three cities that that are set up in a triangle. Im yesh bein shnayim achitzonim meya varboi machas ushlish asam tzayi shloshtam lios echad. Well, it doesn't sound like a triangle. If you have 141 and a third amos between the two cities, then the middle city is considered to be one with the rest of them, and they all become one city, and you can start measuring your 2,000 amos when you go outside of the tchum of not your city but a neighboring city. But if there's more than that space, then they're considered three completely separate spaces. They're not considered all the same city. So the Gemara is going to have to explain what in the world that means. That will come up later. So says Gemara, minani mili. How do I know that there's such a din called a karpif to a city? So Amar Rava, da Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by the cities of the Migrashei Levim, mikir hiir v'chutza. We said it's elef amasavim. So Amar Torah, tein chutza v'achar kach medod. That we darshan that pasuk to be telling me that you give a chutza leir, you add a chutza, an area outside of the city, and then. And then you start measuring. Now, in the context of the pasuk, it doesn't sound that way at all. Meaning, the pasuk is talking about particularly the Migrashei Leviim, and it says that the chutza is 1,000 amos. So we're taking the phrase mikiri ir v'chutza, applying it to every city, and saying part of the definition of a city is the chutza of an ir, that there is a chutza area of a city that gets incorporated with the city. It just happens to be the chiddush of the pasuk is that by Elavim, it's Elef Alma. That Elef Alma is the extension of the city of Migrash. But generally speaking, we're darshaning that there's always a chutza of a city. Good, so that's the source of Karpev. Cham Momrim Lo Amru, Cham say no. Karpev is only between two cities. So Itmar, they have Machlokas in the base measures as far as what the Chacham meant to say, that it's only between two cities. Ravuna Amr Nosin Karpev Lazu, Vekarpev Lazu. It means that you give 70 and 2/3 amas to this city, 70 and 2/3 amas to that city. And if there's any space in between them, then they are not one city. But if they overlap, then they become one city. So Chia Barava Amar Karpef Echel D'Shteyan. No, it's not 72/3 amas to each city and see if those Karpefos overlap. There's just one area of 72/3 amas, one length of 72/3 amas, and see if there's less than 72/3 amas between the two cities. Then it counts as one city. But why we don't give 70 and 2/3 amos to each city and look for overlap. It's just one. Just look if there's 70 and 2/3 amos between the two cities. So that's the fundamental machlokas within Shitas Chachamim. So again, we had a machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah, where a mayor holds that a karpef is for any city, even a solitary city. You always just start measuring 2,000 amos once you hit 70 and 2/3 amos outside of the city. Whereas the Chacham said, no, the whole din of karpef is only by neighboring cities. It's a din of tziruf. It's not a din of enlarging every city. It's a din of tziruf of different cities. So the Gemara said, what do the Chacham mean by that? When do you have a tziruf? Is a tziruf when you have 70 and 2/3 amos less than 70 and 2/3 amos between the two cities? That's the shita of Chia Barav. Or is Rav Huna correct that the tziruf is when you have less than 141 and a third amos between the two cities? So now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, V'chamar Mnomer Karpef Ela Bein Shtei Ayaros, that Karpef is only when there's between two cities. Tiyufta Rav Huna is not a Tiyufta on Rav Huna. Why? Because it says Karpef B'Lashon Yachid. It doesn't say Karpefos B'Lashon Rabim. So it sounds like there's only one Karpef between the two cities. So isn't that a Kasha on Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna said that you give a Karpef for each city and see if they overlap. So Amlach Rav Huna, my Karpef, what does Karpef mean? Torah's Karpef. It means the din of Karpef. It doesn't mean that you're actually giving only one Karpef. Leolim Karpef Lazu, Karpef Lazu. But really, you're giving a Karpef for each one. And it's most logical to assume that that's in fact what the Mishnah means. Because the Seifa goes on to say, if you have one city has 70 amos and change, then you make a carpet, then they become a carpet to join the two cities together. So we clearly describe in the Mishnah, in the Seifa, we clearly describe a carpet for each each city in order to join them together. So don't be medayik from the fact that we said carpe for not carpe fos, that it's only one area of 70 and 2/3 amas in between. No, we then go on to explicitly say in the Seifa that if one city has a carpe and another city has a carpe, that that will join the two cities together. So says Mar, wow, that's a great raya, that's better than the first raya. So that's a real kasha on Chia Barav, because it says explicitly that there's a carpe for each city. So I'm like, Chia Barav, no, Chia Barav says, I can answer that kasha. Hamani, Rabbi Meiri, that safe is assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, it's not a hemshech of what the Chacham were talking about. It was going within Rabbi Meir, who says that a carpe works even for a lone solitary city. So according to Rabbi Meir, you give two carpefos for two cities, because the carpe is every city gets a carpe. That's an extension of it. So Rabbi Meir would agree that if you have two neighboring cities and when you, and their carpefos overlap, that's the same as their cities overlapping, because every city, even if it's all alone in the middle of nowhere, it gets a carpef. So says Mar, Rabbi Meir, he atone le reisha. But wait a second, we already learned that in the reisha of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir's shita was already expressed in the reisha of the Mishnah. Nosin carpef leir div Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir says every city gets a carpef. So isn't it obvious that according to Rabbi Meir, if you have two neighboring cities, each one gets a carpef, and you see if those carpefos overlap? Says Mar, not sricha. We need to learn the din of Rabbi Meir both in a case of a solitary city as well as a case of two neighboring cities. Dimeahi, if it only would have taught the din of Rabbi Meir in the ratio when you talk about one lone city and that we only start measuring the 2,000 amos after the karpef, havamina chad l'chada v'chad l'tarti. I would have thought that according to Rabbi Meir, you give one karpef, whether it's for one city or whether it's for two cities. So kamash malan dil tarti treyavina luhu. That's why it comes to tell me that, no, when we're talking about two cities, then each city gets its own carpef, and if there's an overlap between those two carpefos, then they join together. V'yashmina hacha, and if Rabbi Meir only would have told me his din in the case of the seifa of two neighboring cities, that you give shtei carpefos to the two cities, so I would say, yeah, when it's two cities, mishum d'dechika tashmishtayu, because it's very difficult for them to use the area in between them, because you have another city breathing down your neck, so you don't, it's not really in a large empty, it doesn't feel like a large empty area that's beautifying the city when you have another city like right on top of that carpef. So you only have, I mean, it's one thing you have like a yard, and then the yard leads out into your neighbor's yard. But another thing when you have a yard and then the neighbor's house is mamish right up on the property line. So you don't have, but your yard is the same. What difference does it make? No, you don't have that same revach. You don't have that same sense of openness. That's why we have zoning laws, right? So by the carpef also, if there's another city mamish right up against your carpef, it doesn't feel so open. Aval hasam, but in the race of the Mishnah, where you're talking about a single city, where the carpef feels very spacious and very roomy because it's wide open all around it, same alo, I might think that you don't even give karpef echad, so tzricha. That's why the race has to tell me that each lone city gets its own carpef as well. So tonight, the Mishnah says, now the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Huna another raya. So again, so far we had one raya against Rav Huna, we answered it. Then we had a raya against the sheet of Chia Barav, and we answered that. So now another raya against Rav Huna. Again, the machlokas Rav Huna and Chia Barav, when we talk about two neighboring cities, the Chum say that you get that the whole din of Karpif is only about joining two neighboring cities. How much space is required to join the two neighboring cities? Rav Huna said that carpe for each one of them, 141 and a third amos or less of space between the two neighboring cities makes them one. And Chia Barav said that 70 and 2/3 amos. So Tanan, we have a Mishnah, we had a Mishnah already, that if you have three cities that are Mishulashin, so Im Yesh Bein, and we'll see what that means. I guess that's Dav Yom HaKvinson, the only other place we talk about Mishulashin is by Hadassim. So you have three cities that I can't think of any other place. Maybe there are... By Purim, okay, Purim Mishulash. Chula Mishulash lo b'meheri, you not take, right? The Gemara tells us in the Agadot of Mem Basra about generations of, or in Ksubas rather, generations of Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, fine. So, but then the most famous one is Hadassim. So you have three cities that are Mishulashim. So im yesh bein shnayim achitzon ne'mei avar ba'am av'ach ha'samu shlish, osam tzoy shlash on li'os echad. If between the two outer cities you have 141 and 3rd amos in between them, so then the third city that that's in the corner also gets joined in with the two outer cities, and they all become one. So Taima Dikam Tzai sounds like the only reason 141 and 3rd Amos works is because there's another city in between. There's a middle city, Halakim Tzai, but if there's no city in between them, lo, then it sounds like we would not just be Mechaber two cities using 70 and 2/3 Amos. So Tiyufta Drafuna, that's a Tiyufta on Rafuna. Rafuna says even by two cities, each city gets 70 and 2/3 Amos, and if they overlap between the 141 and the third, then you're going to combine the two cities. So Amlach Rafuna says, no, Ha'itmar Allah, we already explained that part of the Mishnah in the Beis Medrash, that Amar Rabba, Amar Avidi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo Mishulashin Mamish. We don't mean Mishulashin in the sense that you think. Meaning the way we're assuming the Mishnah meant when it said Mishulashin, I already gave away the answer when we read the Mishnah, is three cities in a straight line. And we're saying, okay, once it's three cities, mamish, one right next to each other, you have three towns that are mamish right next to each other. So then you're going to say, if there's 70 and 2/3 amos between city 1 and 2, and 70 and 2/3 amos between cities 2 and 3, so then they'll all combine. We said, oh, but it sounds like if it's just two cities, then we don't give 141 and a third amos. Each spot can only be 70, each area between the cities can only be 70 and 2/3 amos. Says, no, no, that's not what we mean. That's not what Mishulash means. Ella Rowan Kol Shilu Matilam Tsoy Bainayan Viyu Mushulashin Vain Bain Zelaza Elameya Barbam Ma'achas Slish Asam Tsoy Shlashan Lios Echad. No, what it means is that the three cities are set up in a triangle. You have a city down here, a city down here, and a city up here. And we say if you were to transport this city, the top of the triangle, and move it down in between so that it were a straight line, and then you were left with less than 141 and a third amos between cities 1 and 2, and between cities 2 and 3, then they all three combine, even though the middle city is actually not in the middle. It's up there. It would still combine. But you see that the number that we're working with is shtei kapifos, that we're working in between the cities with 141 and a third amos. And the great chiddush, the great kula of the Mishnah is that you could take that city that's all the way on the top of the triangle and lower it down. So the Gemara discusses, Amar le Rav Labai, kami hei ben chitzon lemtzai, what's the distance that you can have up until how far can that middle city be from the two cities that are the two ends of the triangle and still be viewed ki'ilu? It's down, it's like a chavut rami of cities, right? You view it as if it falls down. So how far can it be and still be viewed as if it falls down? So up to 2,000 amos. If it's more than 2,000 amos away, then it's not a triangle anymore. It's just not in the picture at all. If it's more than 2,000 amos away. And 2,000 amos away could be measured, has to be measured diagonally, because it's not directly north of either of the cities. So it has to be measured diagonally up to the triangle. So if that side of the triangle is more than 2,000 amos, then it's not considered combined. Va'atu da'amritz, Rava says to Abaye, but wait a second, you're the one that said, Kavase d'Rava b'rei d'Rava barafuna mistabra, that you like the shita of Rava barafuna about an ear that's made, a city that's made like a bow. Da'amar, where he said that even if you have between the two ends of the bow, Yoser Me'al Payimama, even if it's more than 2,000 amos, we still consider the Chalal HaKeshes, the empty area in the middle of the bow, as if it's filled in with houses. Aye, but it's more than 2,000 amos apart, and I thought if it's more than 2,000 amos apart, then it's totally out of the picture and it's not connected at all. Says more Hachi Hashta. Hachi Hashta always means faulty comparison. How can you compare those two things? Hasam Ikabatim, Hacha Lekabatim. When you talk about a city that's shaped like a bow, there are houses all along the bow. So it's true the two ends of the boat may be more than 2,000 amos apart from each other, but you could walk from one end to the other, walking along houses the entire way. Over here we're talking about two separate cities, one up here and one down here. So if they're more than 2,000 amos apart from each other, they're totally separated from each other. How far do the two ends of the triangle have to be, how far are they allowed to be to make it that the middle city can be viewed as if it's brought down in the row together with these other two? So kami hey my nafkalachmina kol shilu machnas and soy benay and min zelzel meyav rabba machas asurish. What do you mean? How much space? There is no amount of space between the two end cities. It depends how big the middle city is. Meaning that city that's up there that you want to drop down in between these two cities. If that city is very very large, then the gap between the two end cities could be very very large. As long as you have less than 141 and a third amos between city one and city two, and between city two and city three. three once you drop that middle city in. There's no number of how far apart these cities have to be from each other. So Rav asks Abai, v'afilu arbas alaf mama, really, there's no number? They could even be 4,000 amos apart from each other and still going to work? So Amalei, how big do you think cities are? They're usually bigger than 4,000 amos. So as long as you could drop that city in and you'll have less than 141 and a third amos in between the cities, then it works perfectly. So asks Rav Abaye, but Va'am Rav Huna, but didn't Rav Huna tell us a couple of days ago, Ir Asuya Kikeshes, that if you have a city that's shaped like a bow, Im Yesh Bein Shnei Rosheha, Pachos Me Arba'as Alaf Mama Modud in Law Min Ayeser, that if you if between the two ends of the bow is less than 4,000 amos, then you could measure from the Yeser. You don't begin to measure from where the houses end, you begin to measure from the line that goes across the edges of the bow, meaning you view it as if it's filled in. But Vim Lav, but if there's less than four, but if the between the two ends of the city there's more than 4,000 amos, then you're not going to view the entire city as if it's one city. So when it comes to Kfar Mishulashim as well, you should say the same thing, that if the two cities that are at the ends of the triangle are more than 4,000 amos apart from each other, you shouldn't be dropping other cities in between them and viewing them as if they're combined with each other. They should be considered totally separated from each other. So Hasam Lekha Lemeimar Mali, over there you can't compare the two things. Over there, by the city that's shaped like a bow, you can't say that you view the empty area between the edges of the keshes as if it's filled in, and therefore to be mechaber, therefore you can't connect the two ends of the keshes unless there's less than 4,000 amos. But over here, by the three cities that are all triangular to each other, the middle city is as if it's filling up the space in between them, and therefore you can be mechaber, meaning all of the houses that you're filling in on the bow are imaginary houses. We're saying, picture it as if it's filled in. To have that amount of space where you're just imagining as if it's filled in, that you can't do. But over here, it's not imaginary, it's just in the wrong place. It's all the way up there, so we're viewing it as if it's brought down. So that, when you're dealing with something that's not imaginary, where you don't have to fill in imaginary houses, so then it could work. You can bring down that third end of the triangle. Armle Rav Safal Rava Hare B'nei Akistaphon. So he says, well, wait a second, then what about the place called Akistaphon, where we measure the Tchum from the other side of the city Ardashir, which is a neighboring city, that if you want to go outside of the Tchum of the city of Ardashir, you only begin to count the 2,000 amos from the border of that of the neighboring city. And the people in Ardashir, if they want to go outside of the Tchum, they begin measuring the Tchum Shabbos not by the edge of their city, but by the edge of the neighboring city, the city of Akistaphon. So these cities are viewed as if they're one big city. But there is the river between the two cities that separates them, and it's Yeser Mimeav Arba Machas L'Shlish, and that area in between the two cities of that river is more than 141 and a third amos. So how can you combine these two cities? Doesn't everyone agree? Meaning now we're just asking on the whole din. The Chammet said that you give the din of Migrash is to combine two cities. And Ramey agrees to that also, that there's a din of Migrash to combine two cities. The whole machlokas was how much space between them is too much that you can no longer combine them. So he says, as long as you're within 141 and a third amos, for sure. Question, maybe it needs to be 70 and two thirds amos. But for sure, as long as you're within 141 and a third amos, then you could for sure combine the two cities. So I asked Gemara, but wait a second, we have an actual case in point where you had two cities, each one measured the tchum from the other city, we viewed them as if they were combined with each other, and there was more than 141 and a third amos in between the two cities. So it says more, Nafak Achvi Lehanach Amtachasa Deshura, he showed him the edges of that of the walls of the city, Demavli Bediglas, that were actually in the river itself, Bishiv Mama Vishirayim, and they were within the 70 and two thirds amos of the other city, meaning there were extensions of the wall that actually went to the narrow points of the river, so they were those two cities were closer than you think, and that's why they're considered a single Tchum Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. I apologize for my lack of preparation today.